omnipresent, and omnipotent. The next visit with the Lord took place on April 29. I was with Him from 6:05 a.m. until almost 8 a.m. that morning. My body shook for half an hour, after which the Lord said,
"My daughter Chunam, I must talk to you and show you some things."
When He took my hand, I could see my transformed body walking with Him on the beach. As soon as we sat down on the rocks, I thanked the Lord for taking me to this special place in order to be with Him. He gently reminded me,
"I love you, daughter."
"I love you, Lord." After we had talked, I sang for Him. The supernatural voice that accompanies the visions He imparts to me came forth, and I saw the cover of Heaven is So Real again. Next, the book began flying through the air, and people in a barren part of the earth were jumping and stretching to get it. Then a book flew toward us, and the Lord grabbed it. He gave it to me. At first, I held onto it tightly with both of my hands, and I clutched it against my breast with deep appreciation. Tears of joy flowed freely down my cheeks. The supernatural vision then showed me a church sanctuary where the Lord was standing behind the pulpit. He was lifting the book up with both of His hands. People were running toward Him. It was so wonderful, so thrilling to see so many people coming to the Lord. And then I understood that He was using the book to draw people to Himself. The vision opened to many different vistas at once. I could see the Lord in many different churches around the world, with people of every nationality present in the various churches. In each house of worship, the people were running toward Him. My omnipresent and omnipotent Lord was able to be present everywhere, in several different churches at the same time. I was reminded of a verse from the book of Revelation. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." Revelation 19:6. This was from the vision of heaven that the Apostle John had received on the Isle of Patmos, where he was in exile. This was what the people in my vision were doing. They were running toward the Lord to worship Him because they knew He was Almighty God. This was in response to the truth John revealed in the revelation. Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants and those who fear Him, both small and great." Revelation 19:5. As the saints did this, they were filled with joy and shouted, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready." And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then He said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Revelation 19:7 through 9. Like John, I had been called to write, and my mission was the same as his, to let people know that the marriage supper of the Lamb has already been prepared, and blessed are those who are invited to be there on the last day. The invitation is extended to all, but only those who willingly choose to walk in the Word of God will be able to attend. It's so important for us to live according to the Word of God, to pray according to His principles, and to believe all His promises. We are the bride of Christ, and He wants us to be holy, clean, and righteous before Him. What a wedding day that will be! The vision ended, and the Lord asked,
"My daughter, did you see everything?"
"Yes, Lord. How can you be everywhere?"
"I can be anywhere in the twinkling of an eye."
"Lord, I know some Christians are very faithful, but they still have their old habits. Why can't you change them?"
"Whoever wants to be changed will receive my help. If they ask me for whatever they want, I will give it to them, if I know they are sincere and if they persevere, I will answer their prayers." Many of my children, however, do not pray sincerely or long enough. If they do not have patience, they cannot receive a blessing. My daughter, you are so persistent. You never give up. You keep on asking me for what you want in prayer. I hear your every prayer.
Yes, Lord, I do not give up until I receive, because I know you have all my answers. One of my Bible teachers told me to never give up praying for something you want. That's why I am very persistent in my prayers, Lord. I know you have the answers I need, especially in my personal prayers. You have answered more of my prayers than I ever expected. Thank you, Lord.
I love persistent children. People's persistence proves their faithfulness, and by this I know that they believe I hold the answers to all their prayers. I also want my children to know that even though I answer prayers, I may also remove answers if they're not faithful.
What might a person do that would cause you to remove a blessing from his life?
Daughter, when some of my children need something, they pray night and day and spend time with me. They strive to be obedient and to live according to my words. Then, as soon as I bless them, they change, moving far from me and going back to their old ways. They continue doing the things I do not like. That is why I sometimes remove my blessing.
His visit, his presence, his vision departed, and I was left with a much clearer understanding of God's ways. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Psalm 18:30.